This segment is sponsored by CompritoBJJ.com.
Ingo Weigold here at Flow MMA with UFC heavyweight Mike Russo, who prepares to face John Matson at UFC Fight Night Seattle on March 26th. Mike, the last time we saw you in the octagon, you were actually on the winning end of a very exciting knockout over Todd Duffy in what Joe Rogan called one of the most exciting one-punch knockouts in UFC history. Can you tell us a little bit about how your life's changed since then? What have you been up to?
Well, since that fight, you know, I had a broken arm, so I'm just, you know, I've recovered and, you know, I'm fully 100% now, but, you know, I was out for about 6 months, you know, and, you know, life's pretty much the same for me still, working, still a Chicago police officer and working at night and training in the day.
Okay, a lot of people didn't know you actually broke your arm. Was it the first round? And you ended up using it to throw jabs and hooks the entire fight. Do you think Todd knew you were injured, and did that affect you at all during the fight?
I don't think Todd knew I was injured, but I definitely knew I was injured. It definitely hurt, you know, it hurt real bad. He threw a leg kick and broke it, like, at the end of the first round, you know, so it was just getting to the point where, you know, I had to do something, you know, because every time I would throw a left hand, it was hurting in my right. You know, I just had surgery on my right arm, you know, a couple months before that, and then that wasn't 100%, so I was really limited to what I could do that night, you know, as far as takedowns, and I really couldn't grab and control them that well. So.
Okay, and in between rounds, your coach Comprito was kind of pleading with you not to give Todd so much respect and to take him down and work your ground game. After the fight, in the post-fight interview, you actually mentioned that you felt your performance was awful. Can you tell us what about it did you not like?
I mean, just the whole performance. I mean, I guess, you know, there's, you know, sitting back now and looking, there's, you know, some lessons, you know, that I can take away from that. You know, obviously I think I could take some punches and, you know, I think I can gut out, you know, a fight like that, and, you know, took a lot of punishment. But, yeah, my overall performance, I didn't do my game plan or anything like that. So as far as I performed, you know, it wasn't very good at all.
Okay, and let's talk specifics about your upcoming fight with Matson. It's at UFC Fight Night, Seattle, March 26th. Matson's currently undefeated. He's a very tough opponent. What kind of problems do you think he brings to the cage for you?
Yeah, John's a real tough guy. I think he's 7-0. Like you said, he's undefeated. You know, I think our styles are a lot alike, both wrestlers. I think he's more of a ground and pound style where, you know, I like to take him down and, you know, search for submissions. And so I think we differ there a little bit. But yeah, he's a tough guy. He comes from a tough camp. You know, he works out with Brock Lesnar, you know, Cole Conrad, Chris Toucher. I mean, all those tough guys. So it's going to be it's a tough match. But I've had a good camp, good guys helping me out, and, you know, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, and Comprito's actually been your coach for some time now, and he's also coached Matson in the past. Do you feel that gives you a competitive advantage?
I mean, I've worked out with John, too, before. We've worked out with each other. I've been, you know, the Brock's twice and worked out. So, you know, I know what John does, and John knows what I'm going to do.
Okay.
So it's just who's got the stronger will, I guess.
Yeah, and I mean, you mentioned submissions a few seconds ago, and I've noticed that you kind of been collecting them a bit. You've won, just to name a few, north-south, arm triangle, key lock, arm bar. Do you just go for whatever comes? Are you trying to do something spectacular every time, and do you feel like you can catch John in a submission?
I feel like I can catch him in a submission if I take him down. You know, I do like, you know, straight arm bars and north-south chokes. You know, my style is more, I just like to control the guy. And then, you know, whatever's there, try to take it.
So for your training camp, last time I think you had about a month off to train for the Duffy fight. Are you still working full-time as a police officer? And, you know, has your camp been going pretty well?
Yeah, I've had a real good camp. A lot of conditioning this time, a lot different than last time. But, yeah, this time I took 2 weeks off. I've worked the whole time, basically. And, you know, I feel great, you know, ready to get it done next Saturday.
Anyone in particular you've been working with, or, you know, anything in particular you're working on for this fight?
About 3 weeks ago, I went out to Vegas and trained with Brock for 2 weeks, and, you know, Comprito was there, so that was real good, and trained with some other guys. I went to Extreme Couture and Drysdale, so, you know, that was good, and you know, pretty much just the same thing. You know, I've worked on my stand-up a lot more for this fight.
For the fans out there who don't know much about Mike Russo, Can you tell us a little bit about how you got started in MMA? You know, when you started training, why do you fight? You know, tell us something about yourself.
You know, I've always been a fan of the UFC ever since it came out. You know, I was in high school and, you know, I'd always get a group of guys and we'd go over to my uncle's house and watch it. And then, you know, I've always wrestled since seventh grade and, you know, just always like contact sports, football. And, you know, I went to Eastern Illinois and wrestled. And, you know, Matt Hughes was our assistant coach. So just to watch him, you know, move up through the ranks and, you know, and see what he's done, it's just something I wanted to do. You know, I had my first fight when I was like 18, like at a fairground, and I liked it. It's just something I always wanted to do.
Okay, cool. And before we go, is there anyone you'd like to thank in particular?
I'd just like to thank all my partners and coaches, and you know, there's a lot of people that help me out a lot that don't get paid, and a lot of people give up their time just to help me, and I really appreciate it.
Great. So there you have it. Mike Russo versus John Matson, UFC Fight Night, Seattle, March 26th on Spike TV. Mike, thanks for your time, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.